Now it's time for your daily pep talk on News Radio Pensacola. Text in the show at 850-437-1620. I get knocked down, but I just keep my head up high, 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 oh, high, high, high.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
I beg your pardon, I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine. There's gotta be a little rain sometime.
Sugar. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Tuesday morning, 9 a.m. It's time for Garden Line with your host, Mike Wiggins. My name is Jake Walker. I am here taking your calls and your text messages, 437-1620. Join the conversation. If you have questions, comments for Mike, let us know. Mike, how you doing this morning?
Jake, I am doing very well, thank you. It is another interesting day in that I was really hoping for some rain.
Yeah.
And as I got to the studio, it looked like it had rained here just a little bit. Mm-hmm. It did not rain at my house.
Right.
And I just wonder if this is all we're going to get, because we are dry.
Yes.
Historically, as we, in my observation, as we get into May and especially June, we hit a dry spell in Pensacola. And so we, as people who have just installed and planted all kind of landscape plants and annuals and perennials and all of that, have really got to pay attention to our irrigation. Obviously, I think everybody who's listening who has a sprinkler system or some type of hose set up in their yard has already started watering their yard. You've got to do that. And of course, as we always preach here on the Garden Line, those container plants are going to dry out so much faster in the dry weather, and especially in the dry weather coupled with a strong wind. I planted just about four pots of vegetables. I don't have a room for a vegetable garden, but I had a pot. I planted some cherry tomatoes and a pepper plant and a couple of herbs. And I'll tell you, they are drying out about, I only need to water them every day.
Wow.
Every day. But it's got to be done because, quite frankly, as we've said here before many times, we've all got a pretty large investment in this landscaping. Nowadays, it's not inexpensive to go buy your annuals and perennials. And if you'd redo part of your yard with some traditional landscape plants in Pensacola, it's not inexpensive anymore.
Right.
So we've got to protect that environment. I mean, that plantings, and we've got to do it by really being conscientious about our water. And so I want to say you need to water your lawn. I'm going to say at this point, I'd go three times a week if you could. I think some people may say that's a little much. Some people say just let your lawn tell you if you need water by a couple of ways. If those blades kind of fold up, you need water. If you are walking along your yard and you look back and you can see where your footprints were in the grass, you need water. And if you're mowing the lawn, which many of us have done, not too much growth yet, but if you're mowing the lawn and you see the tracks of the wheels of the lawnmower in the lawn, you probably need some water also. So in any event, pay special attention to that. It is really, really important. And here's one other thing that happens this time of year. And if you've got a live oak tree in your yard, or your neighbor has a live oak tree in your yard, you know what I'm talking about. I decided to get all the leaves out of my yard and out of the gutter and off the driveway. Okay.
How many days did that take you?
Well, it's so funny, you know. Thank goodness. Mary Ellen got out there and helped me. So okay. We had two of us working on it. I want to say it was 8 or 9 42-gallon bags of leaves.
Wow.
Out of my yard in the gutter.
Wow.
But, Jake, here's the deal. It looked great. Clean as a pin. My gutters, looked, not a leaf to be found.
Mm-hmm.
until the next morning. Jake, it was just amazing.
It was all a dream.
Okay. And so here's the last thing about all of that. I'll start talking about some gardening here. So yesterday, I had to pick up some folks, and we were going to go out to dinner. In any event, I said, I got to wash my car. It's just horrible. It's got just pollen and leaves all over it. So I went to the car wash, just ran it through the car wash, and it looked great. It looked really good. This morning, it's covered in pollen and leaves. And so that's why I really was hoping we'd get some rain today that would save me having to go back to the car wash.
Right.
I don't think we're going to get it.
No.
I really don't.
Speaking of container plants, we recently had to give up on our Monstera plant because it just was not, it wasn't making it.
Didn't work, huh?
And we were reading online, somebody had posted that they only used filtered water for their potted plants a lot of the times, especially depending on the plant, because the tap water, especially in this area, can sometimes damage plants. Have you ever heard of that?
No. Hmm. No, I've never heard that our water here in Pensacola would damage plants. Mm. Filtered water, getting filtered water to water all the plants you've got in your yard is would be quite a chore.
Yeah.
But no, I think our water coming out of the hose and coming out of the faucets is probably safe and is good for the plants. Lack of it is where we get in trouble.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
There's no question about it. Jack, I thought what we would do today, as we get some time, one thing I wanted to do is as we talk about weather, because we always talk about the weather on the Garden Line, is as we head to May, June, July, et cetera, into the hot weather, we all are planting annuals, many of which will probably start showing some effects of intense heat. And you may have gone to a garden center and bought some plants that you may not have been familiar with that were looking wonderful in the garden center. But after a couple of weeks, they've quit blooming, and you're not that happy with them.
Right.
But so I thought we would talk about some of the basics, maybe take a step back and talk about some of the basic annuals and perennials that we plant that we know will put up with the heat and in some cases put up with a little bit of dry weather. None of them like total dry. But I thought that might be a fun conversation to have, maybe as between the Texas that we get. Mm-hmm. And so, anyway, I want to go back. I was going to ask our audience one thing. If you've got a crystal ball at home and can tell us when these leaves are going to quit dropping off, I'm going to predict. This is a Garden Line prediction, which usually don't work, but a Garden Line prediction of 2 weeks. 2 weeks, they should kind of stop dropping and making the mess and all the extra work that we have. So, but if you've got a crystal ball at home and just or have a prediction when you think they're going to stop dropping, let me and Jake know. We've got to know that.
Yeah, 437-1620. Let us know. Call or text.
Absolutely. So, Jake, as we get going here, let's do talk about just some of these plants that we know from experience will bloom most of the summer. And I don't want to say low maintenance, but in general, they are. Got to have the water, a little bit of fertilizer, but they're Pensacola basics. So I thought that might be a fun conversation.
Yeah, let's get into it.
Let's do it. Okay, we'll do first one, the very first one before. Well, you want to take our break and then come back and do it?
We could do that, yeah.
Let's do that.
Yeah, we're running up on a break. When we come back, we'll get to that.
We can start from scratch.
Yeah, call or text 437-1620. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. The Garden Line with Mike Wiggins. We'll be right back.
Finding a landscaper that will actually call you back? Check. Finding one that offers high-end designs complemented with 3D walkthrough designs and 2D renderings? Check. Finding a great landscaper that can also execute beautiful landscape and hardscape designs? Check. Finding one that knows how to erect outdoor pergolas, fences, patios, and kitchens? Check. Finding the right landscaper that also offers irrigation services? Check.
Hi, this is Lindsay with Blue Sky Landscapes. Call us today for a free quote and check out our work at blueskypensacola.com.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 9. They'll be talking about Mother's Day, Beer Fest, Angelina's cooking class, and other fun things you won't want to miss. That's all tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants. The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Who is that, please?
Let's see. That is the Warren H. Big Band.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's probably a contemporary version of that song. Sounded a little, you know, new.
Exactly.
So, yeah, it's definitely not classic. But, yeah, love the Chattanooga choo-choo.
Kind of a toe-tapper, if you will.
Yeah, yeah. I grew up near Chattanooga, so.
I lived in Chattanooga for a couple of years.
Yeah. Great town. Great town.
No doubt about it.
Yeah. All right, do you want to go ahead and get to our caller before
we get going? Oh, sure, let's
do that. All right, we've got, here, let me get him in the system here. All right, we have Steve from Milton. Steve, are you there? Oh, hold on. There we go.
I am. Good morning. Good morning, gentlemen.
All right.
Morning, Steve.
Yeah, all right. So what's your question for Mike Wiggins today, Steve?
Well, I've got a question and a quick story that I know you'll both appreciate. I moved a hydrangea on Sunday. It's about 3 foot tall, 3 foot in diameter. And I took Mike's advice. I dug my new hole first, and I'm digging up the hydrangea, and I cut the water line that goes into the house. So the hydrangea got removed a little quicker than I had anticipated, and I did cut some of its roots, and then I wasn't able to water it instantly because I had to get the water line fixed, so it sat for a couple hours with no water in its new hole. Since then, I've had the hose on it just a dribble, 24/7 for the last 2 days. Is that the right thing to do, or am I giving it too much water?
Well, I think probably 24/7 might be a little much. Is it showing effects? Is it are the leaves kind of drooping a bit and showing the lack of water?
Yeah, it definitely was in shock.
Yeah, in shock. Yeah,
you know, after the event. Now the last two mornings it's looked pretty good, but as the day continues, then it starts to get pretty wilty again.
Sure. Sure.
But like I say, overnight, like this morning, it looks good again. So. At this point, Mike, it's more of a challenge. I want to save the daggone thing.
Oh, sure you do. Of course, moving a plant that is deciduous, and when it's growing and when it's, you know, during the spring or summer, is a tough challenge sometime anyway, no matter how much water you get to it. But what I would do is water it every day, of course, maybe twice a day, but just sit there with that hose.
Okay.
Just flood it. Just flood it, and then come back and do it again later in the day. I think putting that much water on there at once, we'll get down into those roots and see what we can do there. But other than that, I would do nothing. I mean, I know some folks will say, oh, look at those leaves drooping. I'm going to put a little nitrogen fertilizer on it. Don't. Don't do
it. I put some black cow in it when I replanted it.
Well, that's okay. That's okay. Sometimes you get a little bit of nitrogen with that type of product, which it probably didn't really want. But I don't think
that did that much harm. I think it's simply a matter of plant shock. And water, in my opinion, is the only thing that's going to solve it.
Maybe, like, flood it for an hour and then let it set
Sure. Exactly. Just get, just be sure that water, just be sure you're getting deep watering to it so it gets down to those roots. And then you might just got to keep your fingers crossed because sometimes, as I say, transplanting that type of plant in the growing season can be difficult sometimes, and especially with the water problem you had. I think you'll make it, but I think water is the only thing that's going to save the day.
That sounds good to me. I really appreciate it. Well, love the show, guys.
We wish you well. Let us know how it works. Those hydrangeas, I have to tell you, I have two. One I just bought a couple of as a gift, I'm going to say a month ago. And the blooms on it are still gorgeous. I have one brand new bloom that is really doing well. But I also had one that I've had for a couple of years, and it last year just had some problems. I don't know exactly what they were, but about half of the plant has come back. The other half is just old wood. And it looks like it's got some new buds on it. So I'm real pleased with that. One thing we all need to know about those hydrangeas is be sure we don't prune them back in the fall too far because they bloom on old wood. And so we have to be careful with pruning. If you really whack them back all the way to the ground, you're not going to have the color that you want. So a great plant, and I wish you well.
Thank you very, very much.
You bet.
Thanks, Steve. And this is going to be a little confusing. Up next, we have Steve from Milton. Steve, are you there?
I'm here.
All right.
Steve number two. What's up?
Yeah.
So I've got an almond bush that we've had for several years, and we brought it down from Georgia when we had to take it in a pot every year.
Right.
We planted it here about 2 years ago, and it's done real well. I mean, it loses all its leaves in the winter and bounces right back. This year, and last year it was just bloomed all summer long. This year it started blooming right at the beginning of spring, and we had that cold snap.
Right.
And then it quit blooming, and now it's got full leaves. It looks healthy as can be, but there's not a bloom on it.
Yeah. On many plants, you can notice blossom drop. It happens to a lot of plants. Some of it just does it naturally. When you don't want it to, but it will just drop those blossoms. One thing that I think affects blossom drop, and it may not apply to you, Steve, is too much fertilizer at the wrong time of year. You put too much fertilizer on there, and that can cause blossom drop. Also, the little cold snap we had, just because the plant wasn't acclimated to that, could easily have caused some blossom drop. So it's hard to pinpoint exactly what happened. But it didn't damage the plant, obviously, because the leaves are coming on there. They're just fine. You're going to be okay. But I think you may have been affected by the environment. And if you did fertilize it a little heavy, that could have caused it also.
Yeah, the only thing we did different was we built new beds, and I put the ECUA compost around it.
Yeah, okay, yeah, right. And it may not been ready for that. That could be.
Okay.
That could be a little bit of a nitrogen in there in that compost. So I think, number one, the bad news is the blossoms dropped. The good news is the plant's alive and well and thriving. And I think you just need to move forward. I think you're going to be fine.
Okay. I appreciate it.
And thanks, Steve. Appreciate your call, Steve.
Thanks for listening. All right, 437-1620, join the conversation, text or call. We're going to get to another commercial break. Man, this is already going fast. We're almost halfway done.
We are halfway done.
This is insanity. All right, thank you so much for listening. It's The Garden Line with Mike Wiggins. We'll be right back with your calls and texts after this.
Tune in today at 10 o'clock to the Pensacola Expert Panel when guests from the Pensacola State College's Charter Academy will be on the show. Learn all about admission requirements, where Charter Academy is located, types of students that succeed in the academy, how students complete both high school and college requirements, and so much more. Today at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we talked extensively about the White House press correspondence dinner with jokes from Joe Biden and from Colin Jost. Also talked about the idea of traffic concurrency for new homes, which Commissioner Jeff Bergosh has said he supports. And I've said, hey, I will support you if you bring it before the primary, bring it before the election. Let's have a vote on it. Also had a good conversation with Sheriff Bob Johnson about the protests on college campuses around the nation. You can catch all of those segments on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
Say it's only a paper moon sailing over a cardboard sea, but it would have been made believe if you believed in me.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel Garden Line with Mike Wiggins. We had a quick question we're going to get to before the Fox News break. Wanting to know what the oaks, you were talking about live oaks earlier, what do those acorns and oak leaves do to the ground around the tree, and why doesn't grass grow around those oaks, and what does that do to the soil around that tree?
Golly, we need to have a little seminar on that one.
I know.
That's a great question. Let's go this first. All the leaves falling down around live oaks, I think sometimes can contribute to the acidity of the soil, maybe in a minor way, but it can. So if you want to grow grass in that area, you've got to sweeten the soil, especially if you're going to put in St. Augustine or Zoysia. Put in some limestone at dolomite lime at the rate of about 50 pounds per 1,000 square feet. Okay, but why won't grass grow? Well, live oaks, and I'm going to look at mine, which is huge, is not going to grow in a shady area. And even if you have some, as that tree gets bigger and bigger, your grass is going to probably dissipate to some degree. So that's the problem. Remember the old percentage we used, which is if you've got 50% shade, you're going to have 50% grass, 70, 30, 60, 40, all of that. So that's what really happens underneath oak trees. But if you're going to try to grow grass there, I would certainly put that lime out. I really would. And there's one more thing about oak leaves that are very interesting that I read somewhere. I don't know if I totally buy it. But oak trees, live oaks, have a cupped leaf versus some of the other oaks that have a flat leaf. Oak, the cupped leaves, when it falls on the ground and you get some rain or you water your yard, if you don't have the leaves off the grass, it accumulates water on that leaf, which can bring on the mosquitoes. I don't know if I totally buy that, but it's been around. That analysis has been around for a long time.
All right. Well, keep your calls and texts coming in. We've got a couple texts that we're going to get to right after the Fox News break, so just sit tight. Lisa from Milton was telling her she does take water bottles and cut holes in them and stick them down in the ground. So she does use bottled water for some stuff. Thank you, Lisa.
Lisa knows what she's doing.
News, MCJ Papa, Donald Trump's criminal trial. Judge Juan Bershon fines Mr. Trump $9,000 for violating the gag order 9 times. The judge also rules Mr. Trump can go to his son Barron's high school graduation May 17th. Before court, Mr. Trump criticized President Biden for his silence on college campus protests.
The Biden protests that are going on are horrible. It's all caused by him.
Columbia University, protesters seize a campus building hanging an Intifada banner.
They're putting the interests of the protesters over the interests and the rights of all the other students.
Jonas Due, a student at Columbia, not taking part in the protests earlier on Fox and Friends. The White House said forcible takeover of buildings is wrong while condemning hate speech. There have been arrests today at protests taking place at Yale and at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 9:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne, 73 degrees and mostly cloudy skies right now in Pensacola. Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson says a Pace man was arrested over the weekend for tying up a woman with duct tape and rope inside of her home on Saturday, and it wasn't his first time.
He got out of the Florida Department of Corrections 2 months ago. Anybody want to take a guess at why he was in the DOC? He was in the DOC for kidnapping the same victim he just duct taped in the home.
53-year-old Jeffrey Holly now faces several charges. Those include kidnapping, domestic battery, and resisting arrest. Johnson says deputies were called to the home after an alert neighbor heard an argument, then saw Holly going to his truck to get zip ties. Holly had been sentenced to 2 years for false imprisonment last June, but was released in February. Well, there was a heavy police presence throughout the day yesterday in Century. Dozens of officers and deputies were looking for a wanted suspect, 41-year-old Christopher Pace. He's wanted on several charges, including arson, trespassing, and resisting arrest. And anybody with information on his location is asked to contact your local law enforcement. Right now, 9:33. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
Showers and thunderstorms possible through the morning hours, 50% chance of rain overall. Any rain comes to an end by late afternoon, high near 81 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 67. For Wednesday, mostly sunny skies, high near 83. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 67 degrees. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Mostly cloudy, 73 in Pensacola, 73 in Gulf Breeze, 72 in Milton. And our next news at 10, we have breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola on FM 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Walmart has announced it will close all of its health care clinics across the country, a stunning reversal of its plans to bring its low-priced reputation to the medical sector. The big box retailer said it would also shutter its telehealth provider, which it acquired for an undisclosed amount in 2021. The retail giant said it could not operate a profitable business due to a challenging reimbursement environment and rising costs. Restaurant Brands International is committing another $300 million to remodeling Burger King restaurants across the country. Altogether, the restaurant company is planning to spend $2.2 billion in total to revive the fast food chain's business in the U.S. Burger King expects that 85 to 90% of its roughly 7,000 U.S. restaurants will have the same modern design by 2028. Stocks are slightly lower. The Dow Industrials down 139. The NASDAQ down 29. That's your money now.
And now, with a step back in the archives of Pensacola News, here's John Appleyard.
1922, from the administration suite of the San Carlos Hotel in Pensacola, this is News Radio 1620, and now also on FM 92.3. Newsmen have just left a presentation by the hotel's manager-owner, Mr. Walter Harbison, who outlined for us the extensive construction plans which will be in progress here within 60 days. Originally, the hotel was built 7 stories high and included 150 guest rooms plus meeting and public areas and a restaurant. Now, with Pensacola itself growing and visitor traffic increasing rapidly, the San Carlos will be expanded to the north along Palafox Street, again holding to 7 stories. The expansion will allow roughing in of up to 700 rooms. About 200 new rooms will be furnished and finished, ready for guests. In addition, there will be a much larger formal lobby, a fine dining room, and on the second floor, a grand ballroom, plus a conference setting. This is John Appleyard for News Radio 1620.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Yes, the old Benny Goodman Orchestra.
Yeah.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Garden Line with your host, Mike Wiggins. I am Jake Walker, sitting here taking your calls and texts. 437-1620.
You got it.
437-1620. And we will answer your questions right here on the air.
I want to get to the texts as soon as we can, Jake, because we really appreciate when people text us and phone us and all that. But we did get a text from Janet who says it is raining right now at 9th and Cervantes.
Mm-hmm.
So the next commercial break, Jake, I'm going to run my car over there real quick.
Wash it off.
If I can get that pollen off of it. So bear with me on that one. Mm-hmm. But anyway, good for you. Janet, thank you for that.
Yes.
So we know it's raining somewhere.
Carolyn texted in. She sent a couple pictures here, but she said that she's got some yellow spots on her 3 fruit trees. She fertilized once this spring about 3 weeks ago. Appreciate any advice for Carolyn.
Well, yellow spots. Does she have a picture of the actual yellow spots? Because sometimes you can get these spots on citrus and really on most plants this time of year.
They're pretty light spots. They're not really dark yellow.
Right. And sometimes the yellowing on a leaf, if you got some yellow spots on the leaf and you can see the veins in the leaf, that's generally a lack of iron. So you can put some ironite or a fertilizer that contains iron. That's probably the best way to do it. Some citrus fertilizer generally contains some iron. Or it could just be some what we call frog eye, which is a spot. Generally, it's really 2 spots. It's got a yellow spot with a brown spot in the middle of it. That's kind of frog eye, which is a little bit of fungus. It probably will not cause you much trouble. One other thing that you can get on those citrus leaves is a leaf miner. A leaf miner is sort of a trail, if you will. It's a little insect that has been underneath the layers of the leaf, and it looks like a little trail on the leaf. Not much one can do about that. And generally, it may have a little part of the plant, maybe a branch or so, kind of wither up. You can kind of prune that off. But there's no insecticide that you can use to kill it because it's on the internal part of the plant, and you don't want any kind of insecticide that's systemic, if you will, that would get into the fruit. So that you have to just ignore. But on the little spots, I really wouldn't worry about them at this point. If they get more numerous and look like they're causing some damage, we may be dealing with a fungus on there, and then you've got to spray with a fungicide. But you've got to be sure whatever fungicide you use is labeled for citrus, for edible products. But I think at this point, they're probably going to be okay. I'm going to sneak over to the next break and take a look at the picture.
Yep.
But I'm going to... That's kind of what I'm thinking.
That's about what you described, just light spots when you can see some of the veins. So
not much you can do about that.
All right. And then Catherine has sent a picture. You can look at it, too, on the break. Her antique fairy rose is in full bloom. Looks great. Great landscaping around that as well. You see many antique fairy roses?
I'm not really familiar with that one, to be honest with you. But I'll tell you right now, if Catherine is growing it,
right,
it's going to thrive.
Mm-hmm. It already looks like it is. It looks great.
But that's great. I'm going to take I'll take a trip over there mm-hmm. and check your computer out, Jake, at the next break
yep.
and take a look at those two pictures.
Another listener wanted to know, what's up with the hummingbirds this year? Normally we see them in April, but so far we haven't seen any in East Hill. You said you saw one the other day, right?
Well, I've seen more than one.
Okay.
I have. We have three hummingbird feeders, and Mary Ellen has a special potion that she makes that we fill them up with, and so we have seen, I'm going to say four or five, but it's real spotty. They come, they drink, and they go, and you don't see them for a couple of days, and it's been two or three days since we've seen one, so we are anxiously looking for the hummingbirds, just like our Texer is. They are so much fun to watch. They fight like my children used to fight.
Yeah.
But they are fun to watch. And just put your feeders out where they can get to them and where you can watch them. I have one that you can kind of see out the kitchen window, so you can kind of keep an eye on it and see when the hummingbirds are coming. So I think they'll be here. I certainly hope so. I agree with our Texer, William. Because last year we had them, you almost had to duck when you walked out my back door, because they were, it's like the Blue Angels flying
right
through my backyard. There were so many of them.
All right. So let's see here. Let's get to the annuals and perennials you were talking about.
Oh, you want to do that? Oh, yeah.
Let's do that real quick.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We can do that. It's really a list of the basic plants that I think that, and most people will plant so we will have color all summer long. Mm-hmm. And for many of these plants into the fall. And probably ought to start with our begonias. Begonias, the traditional begonias, are kind of a shade plant. We don't plant as many of those as we used to. But these sun begonias are absolutely wonderful. And they kind of changed the names on them, Jake. But back in the day, and when I say back in the day, maybe a matter of years ago, they had four basic kinds. Gin, vodka, whiskey, and rum. And it's that vodka one that I plant every year because it's got the bronze leaf and the red blossom. The other ones have, one of them has a green leaf with a red blossom on it. And so they're all kind of different combinations of leaf color and blossom color. One is white, has a white color to it. But I love that vodka one because I can plant that one, and I have, in a small bed I've got in the full sun. Full blaring sun. It does get water from my sprinkler system, but they will last. They'll last all the way to the first frost. It's one of the best annuals that you can plant. So I recommend that. We'll put that one on our list. Also, impatience. Now, impatience are one of the most popular plants in Pensacola, especially back if you have a shade. Especially if you have a shady area, you put in impatience, and they will thrive in that shade or even semi-shade. So they're great. Different colors, all different colors, and they're a great plant. One of Pensacola's most popular. But nowadays, you've got the sun patience, which grow in the full sun. They have a little different leaf to them, but they will bloom bright, vibrant colors, and will also last, I think, all the way into the fall, September, October. Sun patience. So be sure when you buy your impatience that you're buying the right one, the one for the shade or the one for the sun. But it is a basic plant. And as we go through this list, if you're sitting at home saying, Mike, why haven't you mentioned this plant? Please let us know. We'll add it to our list. Okay, impatience. Here's one that not quite as common as the begonias and impatience, but dianthus. You may have heard me talk on the show before how I really like dianthus. You can plant it. It'll take the sun, and it's kind of short, some red blossoms on it, and it will go into the fall and sometimes longer than that. Now, maybe this was a real odd situation, but I had a small pot of dianthus that I planted in the spring one year. Did great. Got into the winter. Still looked pretty good. Went through some cold weather, frost, came back the next spring and did great then. Finally, the next winter, took care of it. It was so gone. But Dianthus is a great hardy annual, and it's probably going to last you 1 year into the cold weather. But still, I think it'll take more cold than any of our other annuals we're talking about. Now, here's one that is, I hate to use the term, but when it comes to problems in the environment, it's kind of bulletproof. And that, of course, is vinca, periwinkle, if you will. You can put that in a bed and it will take over. Has a white bloom on it. It's got a little red dot right in the middle of it. It is a great summer annual for Pensacola. It's one that really likes the sun. And we all have a lot of that, and we all have going to have a lot of heat. I think it thrives in that heat, to be quite frank with you. You got to water it. But there's one thing about periwinkle that I know Southern Living came out with this one time. It said, be careful when you plant it in the spring. If you plant it in, oh, let's say March or even early April, it'll get a root rot and it won't thrive. So wait till a little later in the spring, like now, and plant your periwinkle or your vinca, and it will do great.
All right. Do you have more on the list we'll get to after the break, or was that about it?
No, I got a couple. But
okay, all right. All right, we'll take a quick break, and we'll get to those right after this. If you have any questions or comments, let us know. 437-1620, get them in before it's too late. You're listening to The Garden Line with Mike Wiggins. We'll be right back after this message from Barnes Feed Store.
Spring has sprung, and it's time for your favorite weekend activities. It all starts with a stop at Barnes Feed Store. Now's the time to get your hands dirty planting your favorite flowers and vegetables in the garden. What will you grow this year? Barnes Feed Store has been helping gardens grow better for generations. You'll sure have the best-smelling backyard while grilling those burgers on your Big Green Egg. Now you can get the Big Green Egg and accessories at Barnes. Get your gardening, grilling, pet supplies, and so much more at Barnes Feed Store in Inslee on Old Palafox.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Mom, can we have some ice cream?
I've got a better idea. Who wants to help me make something fun and healthy instead?
Me! Eating smarter is easy and delicious. Interested in receiving healthy recipes and a whole lot more in your email? Then register at healthiestweightfl.com and learn more about all the small steps that you can take on the way to living healthy. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, is every Tuesday starting at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunsets with your favorite bands. This week, it's the True Blue Band. They're playing a variety of R&B, soul, and roots music, so come get funky with the True Blue Band this Tuesday night at Bands on the Beach. Just remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm back in college jazz band.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Takes me back.
Right.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. It's The Garden Line with your host, Mike Wiggins. I'm Jake Walker, hanging out, taking your texts and your calls. Let us know, 437-1620. Join the conversation.
Well, Jake, one thing before we continue. Mm-hmm. Jeremy, who was one of the staff here at
Jeremy Nicely,
the radio station,
yeah.
Great guy, just walked in and said the magic words.
He outed me.
happy birthday, Jake. Well, didn't know. Yeah, nobody knew.
I'm kind of keeping it under my lid this morning.
Well,
so
it's out now. So
yeah, it's out.
So,
yeah.
Happy birthday, Jake.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
If I was a boss, I'd say take the day off.
Oh, well, I know.
But I'm not.
Yeah. Well, we don't really do that around here. We got a show to do. I got the garden line. I'm not going to take a day off on garden line.
Oh, absolutely not.
Yeah. No.
Take tomorrow off.
Yeah. Exactly. I'll take some. I won't show up tomorrow.
Yeah, sure. You won't get away with that. But
yep.
Anyway.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, we're going through our list here of some plants that we will tell you they should bloom all summer long, and many will go into the fall. We talked about the periwinkle, the vinca, and what Southern Living said about not planting it too early. But this is a good time to plant it. Now, here are a few other plants. This one doesn't bloom, but y'all know it's my favorite, caladium bulbs. This is a great time to plant them, but here's what they're going to do for you. Caladium bulbs, obviously, if you plant them right now, you get the bulb, you plant it about 2.5 times its diameter, you plant it in, semi-shade. Some of them will take a little more sun. The white ones take a little more sun than some of the red ones, but if you'll go ahead and plant them right now, they'll about, 2.5 times the diameter of the bulb, plant them that deep, mulch them. They will come up probably in June. But here's the only problem with caladiums. We'll enjoy them all summer long. But then you get to Labor Day and maybe a little bit later than that, then they start getting a little leggy and kind of start drooping a little bit. And pretty soon you're having to dig them up and save them. But I'll tell you this, Jake. I did plant some last year, and I may have mentioned this on the air, in a bed, and was getting ready to buy some more and plant some more. And lo and behold, they came up again. They're up again this year.
Really?
Just as pretty as they were last year. It's great. Historically, caladiums really haven't done that for me. Now, maybe for a lot of our listeners, maybe they come up every year. But for me, they never really have. I usually planted them every year. But this year, they're back. But it's a great plant. It's easy to grow. Put them in a pot. Get you a 8-inch pot. Put a 1 jumbo caladium in that pot. It'll come up and just be a great plant for your patio, no question about it. Okay, like I say, the name of the white one is Candidum. If you need one for more sun, it's Candidum. And one of my favorites is Pink Beauty. It's really a good one. Okay, another plant that is not a bloomer, but really, a lot of people are planting it, and I have, and I've got a few reservations, but I wanted to put it on our list, is a flax lily. A flax lily is great because it's variegated. It has a variegated leaf. It'll grow, maybe a foot high, maybe a little bit more. But much of our landscaping consists of green plants. So if you put a flax lily in there, put it in right now, it'll be beautiful all summer long and have that contrast to the green plants that you've got. Now, when flax lilies were first introduced, they were a true perennial. Sometimes real cold weather would knock them back a little bit, but then they would come back. I have found sometimes in really cold that they will get knocked back, but then they come back oh so slow. I've had some that I've just replaced. But it's a great plant. Hopefully, if you have a relatively mild winter, they'll last through the winter and you can enjoy them every year. But be aware that, real cold could easily affect that flax lily. But it's wonderful to plant, especially in the summer, with all those blooming plants and green plants. It's a great contrast. Mm. And it's a lower plant that as you layer your plants, say in front of your home, with a hedge in the back, medium-sized plants, and then your low annuals to have some flax lilies intermingled in some of that. It's a great plant. Okay, see, what else do we have here? Yes, summer ligustrum. Mm. Now, this is another plant that's going to give you color, and it's permanent. And they really have done well over the winter that we had. It reminds you, for those gardeners out there, of a variegated privet. It looks just like that, but it is a summer ligustrum. It has no doesn't look a bit like our regular ligustrum we use as a hedge plant. But summer ligustrum has a great yellow color, which once again will give you some contrast in your landscaping. If you want to see the best looking summer ligustrum in Pensacola, I think I mentioned this before, drive out to Catholic High School. Mm-hmm. All around on the front of Catholic High School is that summer ligustrum. It really, really gives a good, beautiful yellow color. Okay. Need a break?
Real quick, we need to take a break.
Okay, and still
break. I got a text in here about some fire blight on apple trees. So we will research that, and we'll answer that when we come back. It's 437-1620. Let us know what you're thinking about today. If you have questions or comments, get them in our last little segment. It's The Garden Line with Mike Wiggins. We'll be right back after this.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Hi, it's Bess Marks with Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor. I want to read a little letter that I got from a wonderful friend, and she said, "Oh my gosh, wow, Bess, you and the Lazy Boy design team, you nailed it. We love it. We just can't believe it's ours." And that's what we call a standing ovation for our design team. Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor, Mobile, Pensacola, and Spanish Fort. Just like a picture out of a magazine.
Pep Talk? What's Pep Talk?
It's the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Experts? Experts in real estate?
Yes, that's us, Angela. We are the Pep Talk for real estate.
What will we talk about, Will?
We'll talk about the real estate industry.
Well, we don't just want to answer our own questions.
We want to answer the listeners' questions. Tune in Thursday at 10:30 and we'll talk about real estate.
And whatever real estate questions you have.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la, it's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's The Garden Line with your host, Mike Wiggins. I'm Jake Walker, hanging out, taking your calls and texts. Thank you so much for listening to us this morning. I had lots of great questions. Talking about, we had a text right before the break about fire blight. I was not aware of fire blight apple tree.
As I mentioned to you, Jake, mm-hmm. if you want to know what fire blight looks like, think about walking up to an apple tree or any tree you've got with a blowtorch.
Yeah.
Blowtorching.
Just flame through it.
Exactly. Yeah. Fire blight is a very, very difficult problem. I have no cure for fire mm-hmm. blight. Some of the experts will say that you can spray early in the season. There's some products on the market called fire blight spray. Mm. But once you got it, you got it. Now, fire blight is a real problem with Bradford pears. It's a real problem with loquats. That's one reason that some people won't plant loquats, which is a great sort of a understory, smaller growing tree that has loquat fruit on it. But boy, it gets fire blight. So I wish I had a solution for you, but it's a very tough problem. Maybe just some judicious pruning might help you out.
All right. Mike, thank you so much. It's
thank
a pleasure,
Jake.
As always.
And always. That's the end of this show. Everybody listening, happy birthday to Jake.
Yes, thank you very much. All right, thank you for our loyal listeners and your texts and calls. We will be right back with Pensacola State College after
this. You're listening
to
the winner of the prestigious National Association of Broadcasters Crystal Award for Community Service, WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.